Speaking the truth to the state capital, this is Drive Time Lincoln with the commander, Jack Rickens, on the voice of Lincoln, 1499.3 KLIN.
All right, folks, Friday, April 21st, short show today. We got Husker baseball at Iowa. Pregame will be at 5:30. Let's do this backwards. Johnny Cadillac's executive producing the show. You don't have to stand attention, Johnny.
It's my signature at this point.
I'm so honored, and our guest is actually a veteran, too, so he notices immediately when people
there
pop
you go.
I'm your host, Jack Riggins, restoring American values, bringing common sense to the capital city. We're continuing on with kind of meet the candidate. We've got Richard Aldag in running for Lincoln Public School Board. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jack.
Like me, you're a veteran. I don't personally know you great, and I always want the candidates to just tell the audience, like any kind of campaign thing, who you are, where you come from, what's your background. I appreciate your service to our country as well.
Yeah, thank you. I am not born in Lincoln, but raised in Lincoln. I moved here very young. Total LPS kid.
Okay.
Went to Sheridan, went to Irving, went to Lincoln Southeast, the greatest school in Lincoln.
I think that pretty much makes you a Lincolnite.
I'm a Lincolnite. Right out of high school, joined the military. Spent 24 years and change, retired from the National Guard, deployed several times into Iraq and Afghanistan.
Your brothers are going to Horn of Africa right now, I see.
That's right.
Wow,
that's
good for them. I mean, needed, but yeah, what a neat send-off, and Godspeed to those folks.
Absolutely. And I worked for the State Patrol, retired from the State Patrol last year, retired from the military in 2012.
Okay.
The State Patrol last year, 2022. And I'm a business owner, so
you've got it all covered.
You've got
national defense covered and servitude to state servitude and law enforcement, and then being an entrepreneur. That's cool.
Absolutely. I have four kids, 22, 20, 13, 7.
There you go. Got a little gap there, but
that's right.
Close. That's about where we're at. We don't have quite as big a gap, but yeah. So you're right in the thick of it, raising the young ones, but you've also got some experience getting them off.
That's right. That's
nice,
right.
Nice. School board, tell me. I mean, how did you get interested? Because something always piques somebody's interest to say, hey, in my district, how did you get interested in it?
Sure. Well, first, I'm a service-minded guy.
Sure.
Right? Serve in the military and the state patrol, right? So I'm always about community. The second thing is, if you have an opinion and a problem with something, I'd rather be part of the solution than just sit idly on the sidelines.
Mm.
Somebody approached me, just thought I would be a good fit for the school board. I'm a life learner. I got my master's degree late in life. I was always involved in my kids' high school programs.
Yeah.
So they approached me. I really wasn't that interested because I didn't want to stick my neck out doing politics. But I told them I'd listen.
You could be a radio show host.
Right? So I talked to parents.
Okay.
I talked to administrators. I talked to teachers. And pretty much with every conversation, I had that head in my hand. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that's going on. Calling to get me involved.
Mm-hmm.
I also talked to a previous school board member just to kind of learn what the job of a school board member was.
Yeah.
And I measured my own competencies to see if I was even qualified or if I felt like I was even qualified. You know, two of the main committees for the school board. Our facilities and finances, right?
Okay.
Being a business owner, I'm literate in financing.
Sure.
I'm literate in finances. And one of the businesses I own is a commercial real estate investment company. I manage property. So managing a commercial building is fundamentally the same thing as managing a schoolhouse.
Yeah, so I mean, just from a self kind of buddy check that we used to do in the military, you go, am I qualified to do this? And you are. You have some unique qualifications, actually, not to mention just your lifelong kind of attitude of service to the community and the nation. As candidates go around, and as you said, you said, hands and head moment, kind of, I didn't know this was going on. What are some of the common things that I guess you said, hey, I think I could make a difference if I can get elected. You know, some of those common, I guess, I don't want to say gripes and complaints, but things parents and people in your district would like to see better handled in LPS.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. I think the number one thing, the number one concern I always get is, and it boils down to parental rights. I want to matter as a parent, right? And that was really kind of my starting point too. I've felt that as a parent, an LPS parent as well. The second thing is teachers. I hear a lot. I've heard a lot about teachers from teachers, grandmas of teachers, about the frustration, not feeling valued, not feeling safe, and them leaving our district. I mean, those are really the two main topics.
I wish I had the numbers, but I don't. But it is pretty common knowledge that we've been bleeding teachers the last 2-3 years at an alarming rate, to be honest with you. I don't have the data in front of me, folks, but I mean, for the folks that are watching this and looking at this, we're losing teachers, and that's not good.
I don't have the numbers either, but I have the conversations.
Right.
And it seems to be boiling to the top more, that issue. And I've talked to school administrators, principals, who've confirmed that for me.
Yeah.
And they're dealing with that themselves. They need to keep teachers in their school, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, the parental one, I don't think that's new. I just think that over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of press and a lot of parents, maybe because of COVID, have been able to kind of see into how the macaroni's made and some of the other social issues, certainly, where they felt, you know, that's overstepping me as a parent. And I think that's big. But I also think what you're saying about teachers is not been talked enough about in Lincoln in particular about what's been going on. And folks, these are professionals. I mean, almost everybody, if you grew up in Nebraska, it didn't matter where, a good majority of your peer group got their education to go coach, teach, and mentor. I mean, almost everybody I grew up with is in some facet in education. And that is a big part of our Nebraska way. And in a way, when we're not, in my opinion, when we're not, you know, creating the atmosphere for not only the teachers to thrive, but by default, the students, we're doing a big disservice to, you know, our other peers, but as well as our future.
Yep, absolutely. Well, and it's just, you know, there's second and third order effects when teachers leave. We have a teacher shortage that stresses out the other teachers, which makes them leave as well, right?
Right.
Which also affects our education, the education for our students. And then in particular, one of my head-in-hand moments was how it affects our special education students. Because if a classroom needs covered and they're down to, the principal is down to moving a special education teacher away from those special education students into the normal classroom, who's taking, you know,
right,
who's taking the short
end. In the case of those kids, those are, again, very highly trained teachers that oftentimes with special agent education kids, the relationship with the teacher, the consistency of that is very important to the growth of that young child.
Yep.
And you're not the first one to bring up, you know, the, I kind of call it the revolving chairs of who's going to cover a classroom. So, I mean, that makes sense. And as you've gone around, I mean, you know, platform values, you know, support your teachers, you know, special education. You also talk about, you know, fiscal responsibility, school security, and also our values as Nebraskan. Can you expound on those a little bit?
What, our traditional values? I mean,
yeah.
Our traditional values as Nebraskans, I mean, what we're talking about is traditional education, right? Let's get the school back to those core subjects of education, reading, writing, arithmetic, and let's start to cut loose all the ideological programs in education that we start to see woven into our curriculum.
It'd be safe to say you're shocked at our test scores.
Oh, absolutely shocked at our test scores. Our proficiency tests are we're at 53%, I think, last year.
I mean,
going downhill
from there.
For the
general feel of the Midwest, this community, the money taxpayers, all of us put into it, it is a terrible bang for buck what's going on.
Absolutely.
We're just shortchanging children and our own future.
True. We're spending more than our peer districts per student. And I LPS is barely in the top 50% of school districts in Nebraska. We just barely crossed that mark. The first schoolhouse that's in the top 50 schoolhouses in the state is number 32, and it's Adams Elementary School. Number 32, we're the second largest district, and we have four total schoolhouses in the top 50.
Wow, that's interesting. I want to ask you about school security, because a lot of people worry about it, but generally we all go, well, it won't happen here. But nonetheless, it's better be prepared
right.
than not.
Right.
And it's not something I've spent a lot of time on in this area. But talk about that, because I think you have a unique background to be able to talk about the pros and cons or why that's important.
Sure, sure. Well, you know what I always point at is, let's point at Tennessee. They were Nashville, Tennessee. 14 minutes to respond, and that's a fast response from law enforcement. Mm-hmm. That really is. That's pretty darn quick for everything that needs to happen, right? So an action needs to happen. Something in the school needs to perceive it. You got to call the police. Police got to get dispatched. Police got to show up. 14 minutes. Two things we need to do. Physical security. I think there's easy things we can do to slow down that active shooter, that person that's in there to commit violence. We saw that in Nashville. She shot through the windows and went in and did her thing. And she was done in about 7 minutes.
Right.
Right. So let's slow her down. Let's add some gating, some things that can compartmentalize the school.
Yeah.
So we turn that 7 minutes into 14 minutes and then the police can respond.
Sure.
A lot faster. The other thing is we can be a deterrent. Why not create a partnership with Lincoln Public Schools with Lincoln Police Department.
Yeah.
And maybe they have an office space. Maybe they have a marked unit out front. And that's a deterrent for us, right? Anything we can do that costs very little money for defense in depth, right? Churches do it.
A term we understand, but you're basically describing, look, there's low-cost ways, folks, to make any type of event and the perpetrator take longer, delay them, which gives the first responders more time. And it also gives the teachers and students more time to execute their plans that they do. And listen, I think you would agree. We do know that LPS runs drills, and we do know that they work with LPD. But I've said it for a long time. We've gotten too far away from a lot of young people not knowing if an officer is a good man or bad man or woman. Folks, I mean, these programs where there's just interaction between police officers, just like us in the military, young people need to know that we and they are a place to go for safety and support. Mm-hmm. And you do that a lot by outreach and interaction.
Absolutely.
You know, and that can often in itself be a deterrent as well as a good educational tool as to what do the police stand for.
Yep,
you know.
Absolutely. Yep, and there's more to it than that.
Sure.
Too. I mean, there's another side to it too, and Lincoln Public School District does a good job of behavioral threat assessments.
Yes,
that's actually something I have a background in for the State Patrol. I performed those as well, and on the board, I think I can represent that side of security.
Sure.
Bring more attention to it. Bring more funding to it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on with Richard Aldidge running for Lincoln Public School Board, or as most people say, Lincoln School Board. We've got Husker baseball coming up at 5:30. The pregame will start then. They are at Iowa, so it's a short show today. Make sure next week you tune in. We have a lot of programming notes and exciting things and guests, so I think you'll really enjoy next week. Richard, we'll have a few minutes when we come back. I want to talk a little bit about fiscal responsibility and kind of bang for buck and give you a chance to talk about that because it's a platform value. And then also anything to just the people of Lincoln and the people in your district of you know, why you deserve their vote and some of the things that, you know, you'll champion when you get there.
Excellent.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll do that. And maybe Johnny is really excited because I fed him today. Shout out to La Paz, 1499.3 KLIN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're getting the 411 from DTL with Commander Jack Riggins on 1499.3 KLIN.
All right, folks, LPS school board candidate from District 6, Richard Aldidge. We were talking about values and platforms. You had fiscal we hadn't got to. Right. It's important to you.
It is. It is. And you know what? There's ways we can save money. The number one thing we got to do, cut property taxes, right? Cut that levy down. Cut our property taxes. 60% of our property taxes go to the Lincoln Public Schools. We're not getting our bang for our buck. We're not getting the return on that investment. So how do we cut spending? And I want to cut it through processes, eliminating non-value-added tasks, and I want to do it far away from the classroom. That's one of the things I used to do for the State Patrol. Look at the government processes that we do. They're mm-hmm. very wasteful. Streamline them, eliminate them. When you eliminate tasks, you create vacancies and you can eliminate positions.
Right.
In any large organization that's been around for decades, we've amassed those processes, you know, over time.
We just kind of add things that really don't matter. In the end, you're saying, hey, listen, they got to get the basics of education.
Yep.
Our test scores are down. We're just failing there. You put the focus on that. You trim the belly fat.
Right.
You save money and your mission gets more clear.
Well, it's even more than belly fat, right? And I always put it this way. So anybody that's ever said, why do we do that? And you don't get a good answer. Why,
right.
That's what we're talking about. We can get rid of all of those things. And save ourselves lots of money.
Yeah, sounds good. Real quick, one quick, just 10 seconds to your potential voters. Why you?
Why me? I'm the best candidate for this position going into this economy, this recession that's coming up, and I am the parental advocate on the board.
Sounds good. Richard, thanks for coming in. Best of luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
All right, people, enjoy Husker baseball coming up at Iowa. 1499.3 KLIN.